Okay, our friends.
Wow, that was super loud. We've got energy today. I feel like maybe we should try some martial arts later on. What do you think? Yeah. Maybe we could do what they do in this book. It's called The Karate Kid. Okay, so today's story, The Karate Kid, is based on the film written by Robert Mark Kamen and illustrated by John G. Alvinson. And illustrated, this story is illustrated by Kim Smith. There she is, illustrating like she's never illustrated before. And here we are, reading like we've never read before. And it is read today by Mommy. And...
Mama chicky doo doo, my chicky boo boo.
Wow. I don't know if I can do all that. Can I call you Boo Boo for short? I'm just going to call you Boo Boo. Today's story is read by Mommy and Boo Boo. Here we go. The big day had finally arrived. Daniel and his mother had moved to California. They were excited to live by the ocean, but Daniel was nervous about being the new kid. On Daniel's first day of school, some mean kids started picking on him. The leader of the group was named Johnny. And it looks like they're all wearing matching sweaters that say Cobra Kai on them. They don't look nice at all. The mean kids studied karate at a dojo named Cobra Kai. A dojo is a place where students learn martial arts. All of the students at Cobra Kai were training for a big karate tournament. And their sign on the wall says, "Strike first, strike hard, no mercy." Oof. Sounds a little rough, doesn't it? The next day, the Cobra Kai students chased Daniel home from school. Yikes. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a man appeared and he chased the boys away with his karate moves. "Kya! Ya!" he says. But I have to see this when I look at it. It seems to me that these guys, these kids wearing the Cobra Kai jackets, were kind of bullies. Don't you think? Yeah, I definitely think that. It was Mr. Miyagi, the Japanese maintenance man who worked in Daniel's apartment building. He was better at karate than the Cobra Kai students.
"Please teach me karate," Daniel said to Mr. Miyagi. "I want to enter the tournament. If I can beat Johnny, I bet he'll stop picking on me."
"I promise to teach karate," said Mr. Miyagi, "if you promise to learn."
Well, that day, Mr. Miyagi became Daniel's sensei. Sensei is the Japanese word for teacher. The next day, Daniel went to Mr. Miyagi's house. Daniel was excited to start learning karate. First, Mr. Miyagi gave Daniel a special headband. Next, Mr. Miyagi handed Daniel a bucket and a sponge, and he told him to wash all the cars in the driveway, and then wax them too.
"Wax on right hand, wax off left hand, wax on, wax off."
So I wonder why. Daniel worked very hard all day until he worked until the sun went down, and finally all the cars were shiny, clean and shiny. They do look pretty good, don't they? I have a question for you. Why does Mr. Miyagi need that many cars? What's he gonna do with them all?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't either. But he worked so hard and for so long there was no time left for karate training. He worked so hard and so long that there was no time left for karate training. Oh no. The next morning, Mr. Miyagi handed Daniel two sanders.
"Right circle, left circle, breathe in, breathe out.
So now he's having him sand his floors in his backyard. He's got wooden patio floors. Daniel worked very hard all day. He worked until the sun went down, and finally the deck was smooth. But he worked so long and so hard that there was no time left for karate training. Daniel woke up excited. Maybe today, Mr. Miyagi would finally teach him karate. Instead, Mr. Miyagi gave Daniel a can of paint and a paintbrush. Long strokes, up, then down. And don't forget to bend your knees. Daniel worked very hard all day. He worked until the sun went down. This is his third day of doing chores. Finally, the house was painted, but Daniel was frustrated. He wanted to learn karate, not do chores all day. When Mr. Miyagi came home, Daniel said, "I'm tired of doing chores. Why don't you teach me any karate? I haven't learned anything."
"You've learned plenty. Show me how you waxed the cars."
Daniel showed him how, and he blocked Mr. Miyagi's punch.
"Show me how you sanded the deck."
Daniel showed him how, and he blocked Mr. Miyagi's kick.
"Show me how you painted the house."
Daniel showed him how, and he blocked Mr. Miyagi's strike. Daniel couldn't believe it. The whole time he thought he was doing chores, he had actually been learning karate moves and getting stronger every day. The tournament was coming up, and Daniel was practicing very hard. Mr. Miyagi taught him how to balance by staying upright in the ocean waves.
"Balance is key. Balance good. Karate good. Everything good."
And that is so true. Balance is key. Mr. Miyagi taught him a special move called the crane kick, which Daniel practiced while balancing on the edge of a boat. He also taught Daniel that karate isn't... Oh, listen to this carefully. He also taught Daniel that karate wasn't about fighting. It was about balance and discipline, both in the body and in the mind. Daniel noticed that Mr. Miyagi was always trying to catch flies with his chopsticks. One day, Daniel asked him why.
"If you can catch a fly with chopsticks, you can accomplish anything."
Daniel decided to try, and he immediately caught the fly.
"Beginner's luck,"
said Mr. Miyagi, who did not look impressed. "But I'll tell you what, I'm impressed, and I do not like flies. And if I caught one with chopsticks, I would be super happy." Anyways, finally, it was the day of the tournament. Daniel wore a special uniform that was a gift from Mr. Miyagi. Daniel was very nervous. Most of the kids were bigger than he was, and they all had black belts. But Daniel won one match after another. And just as he imagined, he was back at Mr. Miyagi's house doing his chores. And we can see him in the pictures. What's he doing? He's defeating all the people who go up against him, right? The final match was against Johnny, the leader of the Cobra Kai students. Daniel scored 2 points. Then Johnny scored 2 points. One more point would determine the winner. Daniel stood on one leg and closed his eyes, pretending he was in the boat on the water. Daniel found his balance. He breathed in and breathed out, and Daniel won the last point. He won the tournament.
Johnny handed Daniel the trophy.
You earned it,
Johnny said.
I couldn't have done it without my sensei,
Daniel said. And who knows what may become of them. Maybe someday they'll grow up and decide to become best friends and open a dojo of their own. I don't know. It could happen. Stranger things have happened. But it just goes to show you that you never know what's going to happen, do you? Yeah, but you always put your heart into what you do. Do what you have to do with all of your strength. And that is the end.